Morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Donna W. in Northern California, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, August 14th. Today we are reading from the big book, and we are at page 100. We are reading from the first paragraph, starting with both you and the new man, finishing with no matter what your present circumstances. Today's readers are, we have the 12 Steps, Alex K., 12 Traditions, Tanya P. For the Big Book Passage, we have Lois P. Vision for You, page 164, Carly H. Our backup reader is Sandy K. Newcomer greeter is Lorraine N. And announcements is Robin P. Thank you all for your service, Team Monday. Reference numbers. The share ID for Sunday's special edition on the 11th step is 20,534. That's 20534. And today's Monday, the 14th of August, 7 a.m. meeting is 20,535-20535. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive eating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no positions on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive eating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I now ask Alex K. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you. Morning, everyone. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, recovered just for today. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex. Next up is Tanya P. for the 12 Traditions, please.
Good morning. This is Tanya P., recovering in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The 12 Traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you, Tanya P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive eaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirements for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass and press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 100, where in the first paragraph, both you and the new man, finishing with your present circumstances. All right, Lois P., please read and comment on that paragraph.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Good morning, everyone. Lois P. here, gratefully recovered in New York. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. This is the glorious message and promise, I believe, of the Big Book. And that Bill talks about, you know, being catapulted into a fourth dimension, living in the light of the Spirit. So how does that happen? It happens on a daily basis, that we surrender, give up control. I had to give up control of everything in my life. Employers, concerns about money, you know, we take action, we walk the path, but constantly in alignment, asking God, what is the best way? What should I say? Should I go here? Should I make this decision? Developing that inner connection to something on a deep, deep level that resides in every heart. It says in the Big Book, there's a connection you can make, but no matter what word you want to use for God, or if you don't choose to use the word God, there still is a power within you that will direct you, that guides us, that loves us, that protects us. And once we are in alignment with that, that love, that power, that center, and this is something we come back to every day, we must walk it day by day in the path of spiritual progress. The more that we come back to that center point where we relax and surrender and ask to be guided, the more beautiful life becomes. And the weight that I used to carry on me physically is lifted. Even though there's still a few more pounds to go, I tell you the difference in my mind is remarkable. I no longer feel responsible or frightened by life. I no longer have to worry that, oh my God, what's going to happen 10 years from now? Because I know that I'm not alone. Even when I feel alone, I know that I'm really not alone. There is a presence deep within me that is talked about here in this paragraph, that when we connect with that presence, we trust it, just like a little child again, you know, believing. When I trust again fully, miracles happen. I'm in a state of peace and trust, and this is present for all of us. This is the promise of this paragraph. All we have to do is believe it, follow the steps, and live this day by day, and the best life ever will manifest. So thank you, and have a beautiful day, everyone.
Thank you so much, Lois. Okay, let me just get to my notes. So we're going to open up for readers, and remember that while we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you'd like to share on this paragraph, page 100, the first paragraph, please give me your first name and the first initial of your last name.
Roz G.
Thank you, Roz. Sandy K.
Ms. E-U-K.
Sherry, one second. I got Roz, I got a Sherry. Can you just tell us your...
Liz E-U-K.
Jim, Sherry H-M.
Thank you. And then I have Roz, Sherry, Sandy K, Liz E. Who else?
Hannah B.
Hannah B.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. We'll stop there. So when you share, please let us know where you're calling from. We'll start with Roz G, followed by Sherry H.S.
Thank you. Roz. Thank you for your service. Yes. Thank you, moderator. I don't remember your name, but thank you for your service. I'm Roz G., compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California, Los Angeles County. I would love to say that this is my favorite paragraph. We hear that all the time. Oh, this is powerful. But I can guarantee you on my mama that this is my favorite paragraph in the big book of AA. It's a beautiful promise. And when I look back, I can see so many miracles in my life. I did not like what my sponsors had to say. I did not like that when they told me, you sound arrogant. You come off as arrogant. You need to make friends with green vegetables. You need to weigh and measure your food. And now a person that I trust is saying to me, age is just a number. Go for it. And why am I saying that? Because, you know, I've been a single lady for a long time, but what have I been doing during this single time? Working this program, sponsoring people, being sponsored, being of service, sharing on the lines, moderating the lines, listening to what sponsors have to say, doing what I don't want to do, taking contrary action, weighing and measuring my food, weighing and measuring my body, getting help from outside sources. And it is all culminated and is still, you know, to the woman I am today. I'm happy, joyous, and free. I have a career. I have a home. I have a beautiful garden. Garden has become my avid hobby. I've started dancing. And there's this guy at the dance center that I think is showing interest in me. And I am showing interest in him too, but he's quite younger than me. And so somebody said to me, age is just a number. And this is a program person. Don't get in God's way. And all I want to do is catastrophize and say, well, wait, he's really younger. We're going to get, I'm going to be old and I'm going to be walking with a cane and he's going to change my diaper. You know? And but what am I doing? I'm just, oh my God. Every time I listen to a sound mind, a person that's recovered, what the big book has to say, I have these amazing promises. And so I had to get on and wait a few days so that I'd have my third day of sharing to share on page 100. Kids, it's fantastic. So if you're new, keep it up. I pass.
Thank you, Roz G. Next up is Sherry H.M., followed by Sandy K.
Good morning. This is Sherry, gratefully recovered from Mount Vernon, Washington. And I love the sentence, if you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. And about a little over 9 years ago, I called my friend because she told me about the program, and my health was just a wreck. And I just thought, I got to get on top of all this medical bill stuff. So I thought, well, I'll go on another diet. And then I remembered 6 years earlier, my friends had told me about OA. So we met at Starbucks, and that was 9 years ago this Thursday. And that turned out to be my last sweets that I ever had. And the miracle is, by working the steps, I don't miss it. Was it easy at first? Of course not. It was not easy. But, you know, anything that's worth it is worth, you know, doing. And it's because God has shared this beautiful program with me. And if I stay on top of the steps and watch out for the emotional buildup and take it to God, work the steps. I'm not always perfect at it, but it really, really works. So I'm just so grateful, and I thank you all. And I'll put my name out there as a sponsor today. You take care. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for Sherry H.M. Next up is Sandy K., followed by Liz E.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Sandy K. in South Florida. I am a compulsive overeater in recovery today. I love to share this morning. This has just lifted my energy so much. And I resonated with everything that anyone that said. So the way I sponsor is, when we're reading Working with Others, it's because my sponsee is probably finished working with me the first 11 steps, and now they're getting ready to sponsor. And I remember the first number of years I sponsored, I was really in spiritual progress. I wasn't trying to give anybody advice. Maybe I would share my experience, but I didn't give anyone advice or suggestions because I didn't think I knew enough. Now in my, this is going to be toward the end of my recovery because I'm older, but I do the same. I walk in spiritual progress, with my sponsee, and I want my sponsee to do the same thing when they become another walking miracle. But in between, I've had years when I acted not in spiritual progress. I thought I was a therapist or an MD, and trust me, I haven't had any classes in those in college. So it is spiritual, and everything that I do needs to be in the realm of spirituality. And it just needs to be. That's my thing, and that's what gives me the most recovery, is when I'm spiritual. And, you know, the program tells me how to do that, and by the grace of God, I have found, you know, a higher power. But that's it. When somebody's ready to sponsor, if they haven't found a higher power, even if it's the 12 steps, there's an issue. And I love the word progress, because even though I'm in program a little bit more than 39 years, I still get these aha moments when I listen to somebody or I'm doing a 10th or 11th step. So I'm very grateful for my growth and my progress, and very grateful today that my ego most of the time is out of the window. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Sandy K. Next up is Liz E., followed by Hannah B.
Good morning. My name is Liz E. for Elegant from the UK. Thank you, everybody, for making this meeting possible. I'm just so grateful. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and just want to encourage any shy sharers, just do that star one. It's just a really transformational thing in your recovery to get on here and share. Just do it. So for me, what is sticking out today is spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. And yeah, that I am seeing that. I am feeling that. I am touching that today. And, you know, the most single most important thing is my relationship with God. The single most important thing is working the program, talking to other fellows, and really understanding my character defects, my character traits, and how really I mess my life up. I still do it, but I do it less often. And I do my life very differently today. And this is a design for living. And I had to face up to the fact I've got to do my life differently today if I want a different outcome. If I kept doing it the way I was doing it, I would have the similar outcome. But today I have a different life. And today I am happy, joyous and free. But, you know, there's been a lot of action. This is, you know, a program for those who work it, not those who want it or need it. And follow the dictates of a higher power. And that's been really challenging for me. How do I know when I'm in self-will? How do I know when I'm in God's will? And that just takes practice and action. And it does feel different. And there are things, and I guess when I'm in my will, it's if I'm doing lots of planning and thinking and plotting, that's Elizabeth's will. And when things just sort of happen, that is generally God's will for me. And I do know that God loves me unconditionally and he wants really good things for me. So thanks a million. Love outreach and take care. Have a beautiful day. I'll pass.
Thank you, Liz E. Next up is Hannah B., followed by Jordan L.
Hi, Hannah B. from Tennessee, a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to be part of this fellowship, and I'm just really claiming my seat today and connecting, and grateful for the ability to do that and be on the line with you guys. I love this paragraph, too, and it's, you know, if I persist, right? So I have to persist. Remarkable things will happen and the promises will always materialize, but I have to stay in daily action and I have to continue to walk day by day, right? Me and the new man. And, you know, we're all connected here. We're all part of the same body. And so, you know, I have to, if I'm going to be in harmony with anyone else, I have to first be connected, you know, to God within. And then everything else can flow out from there. And, you know, I think for me, the reminder is like to just come back to center, come back to center, you know, all day long, and to put this first, you know, because if I don't, I digress so quickly, and this disease has humbled me enough times and keeps me humbled, you know, and if I'm going to follow the dictates of a higher power, like, I need a good amount of humility for that, because otherwise I think I know. And I'd prefer to just not know, even though that's uncomfortable. I'd prefer to just be surrendered and guided and directed by God, because I don't have to do anything to make the remarkable things happen except for get in alignment with higher power and put my recovery first. And then I'm on the path. And when I'm on the path, that's where all the remarkable things are. So, you know, there's this delusion that I have to make these things happen, or I have to remove these defects for myself, or I have to do this work to dig everything up. But like, really, it's just continued and deepened surrender. And that's really been the work for me. That's really, I guess, what's been coming to light more and more, is that. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Moderator, are you there?
We can't hear you, Donna.
Can I be?
Yeah, who is that?
This is Jordanelle. I can share. I don't know what happened to Donna.
I'm not sure what's happened to Donna either, but yes, Jordan, go ahead, please, and share with us.
Okay, cool. Donna, wherever you are, thank you for moderating for us this morning. My name's Jordanelle. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. And on this path of spiritual progress with everyone this morning. I'll say it again. This is hands down my favorite paragraph in the big book. and I love it because this paragraph, it works, and it applies to every single one of us. No matter where it is that we've come from, how long we've been in program, whether or not we're recovered, whether or not we're working the steps, like at whatever point you're at, this paragraph applies. Like it's for you, and it's for me, you know. And a lot of times, folks are talking about, you know, all of the wonderful things that happen when we put ourselves in God's hands, and that's 100% true. But I don't always feel like that, right? Like my experience with recovery is that there are very, very uncomfortable moments in this process, that's part of this process is learning to be okay, uncomfortable, learning to walk through things anyway, even if we are uncomfortable, you know? And that's what I love about this paragraph is that it works when those remarkable things are happening. It also works in those really uncomfortable moments, like it's saying here, I can let go of all of my little plans and designs and meet the moment for what it is, you know? I can live presently in this world, no matter what the present circumstances are, you know? Like I can let go of those circumstances and I can live presently. And it is the ultimate promise. It works when things are going perfectly, and it works when things are completely falling apart. And I love that because it is like a true demonstration of what it means to live presently, and what it means to live in the spiritual realm, you know? So anyway, thank you for letting me share. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jordanelle. All right, before we take another lineup of names, I'll just remind people where we are in the book. We are on page 100, the first paragraph, starting with both you and the new man, and going through to no matter what your present circumstances. And just a reminder that if you shared in the last couple of days, that we ask that you step back and let others share today. And go ahead. Who else would like to share?
Tricia D., Georgia.
Tricia?
Marilyn S., California.
Marilyn?
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie? Anybody
Deborah
else who'd
G.
like to share? Deborah G.
Deborah.
Anybody else?
Mo H.
Mo H. Okay, great. We'll stop there. If everyone except Tricia D could mute your lines, Tricia, go ahead and share with us.
All right. Thank you, Donna. This is Tricia D from Georgia. And again, as everybody has already mentioned, this paragraph, it just rocks. It is just such a beautiful paragraph. I thought, oh, I must get on and so gratefully share how just grateful I am for this provision for you. You know, it says, you and the new man or the new woman must walk day by day in a path for spiritual progress. And on page 89, the beginning of the chapter, on chapter 7, working with others, it says, practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. And that I found in the 4 years that I've been sponsoring and being sponsored in Vision for You, it's just been such a gift that that nothing ensures my immunity from my compulsive overeating as intensive work with my other sponsees. And what a blessing it is for me to share my experience, strength, and hope. Again, I'm not the sponsor. God is the sponsor. I'm just sharing my experience, strength, and hope. But especially what I find so endearing when I talk with my sponsees is sharing my weaknesses, that we share weaknesses together. And we work out a plan of action. You know, we're powerless. I am powerless over this disease and powerless over my thoughts, my ego. And I have to daily hear the message that I'm an addict and I will only have recovery through the strength of my higher power in working with others and working the steps. Because, you know, and then also what I also love is just praying together with my sponsees before we start and calling on that power. And it's just, you know, I've always heard you're not happy in life unless you're helping other people. And that is so, so true. It has just so enriched my life in so many ways. But what I love is that this program is in this beautiful 12 steps is that it says here that we go day by day in the path of spiritual progress. And for me, that is really, I love step 11. That's my precious, most favorite step is walking, you know, in the presence and staying in the present moment. And it reminds me, don't stay in the past or in the future. Only stay in the present moment because that's where God is. And that's where the power is. So again, I just thank you for letting me share. And I am so, so grateful for a vision for you and trying to stay in the present moment. Thanks again for letting me share. And I pass.
Thank you, Tricia. Marilyn, can we go ahead and share with us, please?
Thank you. My name is Marilyn. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I want to claim my seat. You know, I've read the big book and it's all marked up and this paragraph is not, but it's hitting me today. It says, follow the dictates of a higher power and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. My present circumstances are not fun. Dad is on hospice, family attacking me, yada, yada, yada. And what I want to share is all of that feels really bad and my ego and whatever. But there is something in me now that is in my core that I am okay. I'm okay even when I'm crying. I'm okay even when things are just very, very bad. And that's because of my higher power. And no matter what the circumstances, the world is good. It's not easy. It can be sad. It can be hurtful. It can be a lot of things. In myself, in my core, I am happy. even though I'm going through sad things, hard things, personal accusations. I mean, very, very, you know, cut to the quick. I'm so, so grateful. I'm so grateful. This program brought me to my higher power. And, you know, I'm just so grateful. The answer is in those steps. And I like to say all the answers are in those steps. And that's all. And I pass. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. And Joan Marie M., can you go ahead and share with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you all the wonderful, beautiful shares. And there's a lot to say about this program. I think it's the whole program in a nutshell, that spiritual progress. And also, and it says here that whose hope is the alcoholic, whose hope is the maintainingness of the growth of a spiritual experience. It's growth. We're growing each and every day. And another part of the book that says, may you find him now. And may I find a power greater than myself who will take me through this journey of life in the good times and in the bad times, because he's there with me. Someone says, I'm never alone. Even though I may feel that at times, I'm never alone, because this God of mine is there and he sees me through life. And it's a marvelous life. It's not perfect by any means. There's sorrow, there's loss, but through it all, there's such hope. And that's what this program does for me. It brings me such hope. And it's a God of my understanding. It's a personal relationship with a personal God. And he has done great things for me and will continue as I walk in the light of his spirit. I'm so grateful to everyone that shares, everyone that has done the things that they need to do to keep this program going. I'm so thankful to my sponsor and my sponsees that keep me on that path of spiritual progress. And I love that we don't have to be perfect. It's progress. And no one is perfect but my God. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for letting me share today.
All right. Donna is back. Sorry, my whole network crashed. So let's see. Joe Marie, thank you for your share. It looks like Mo H is that, followed by Deborah G. And thank you so much, Melanie and team, Monday, for taking over while I had no signal whatsoever. Go ahead, Mo. I can't hear you, Mo.
Sorry, I couldn't find my phone. This is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater, sugar addict in Northern California. Wow, what a powerful paragraph, like we're all saying. You know, this is the only program that worked for me, and I believe the reason is there is a spiritual part to it. There is a connection with my higher power, my God. And over the years I've been in the program, that connection to God, that God has evolved for me and become a very loving and kind, compassionate, patient God. Not the God of my childhood that I grew up with that was judging and had the black book and looking for all the mistakes I was making. So I am appreciating that relationship with God on a daily basis. I've just celebrated the third anniversary of my husband's passing a weekend ago, and I know I'm in a different place today than I was 3 years ago. And even 2 years ago. and I know it's because of this program. I had a trip to Hawaii 10 months after he passed, and I realized I was in a fog, I was numb, I really wasn't connected to God, and I was just existing. And a couple of weeks ago, we just came back from our trip, and it was so different. I felt so conscious, so connected. And the way I work with God is I become flexible. I become flexible to other people's plans. I mean, I state my needs and I take care of my needs. But, you know, if, you know, they're discussing something and, yeah, that's fine. That'll work for me. And if it doesn't, I'll say, no, that doesn't. And that's God in my life. I'm seeing God everywhere, you know, the hummingbird outside my window and the flowers on my kitchen table, you know, and my cat even, you know, the love that she gives me. And, you know, and as it says here, you know, when we put ourselves in God's hands, you know, things, you know, better things than we could have planned. And that's so true. You know, I didn't plan the way my life is going now. But I am in a much better place, and I really feel like I'm slowly coming out of a deep darkness and being able to socialize again. I was, you know, it was COVID during that time that he passed, and everyone was isolated, and it's been very difficult for me to be with people and conversing and feeling okay. So just grateful to be here today and glad you're back, Donna. I pass.
Well, thank you, Mo. Welcome back to you, too. Next up is Deborah G., and then we'll open the lines for a couple more shares. And just a reminder, we're on page 100, the first paragraph, both you and the new man. Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Donna, so much for your service today and everyone's service making this meeting possible. And all the shares, thank you for 12-stepping me today. It's just been a wonderful meeting. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. Wow, I'm so glad you're on the line to hear all of this. So cool. And I'm Deborah G. from Arizona. And, you know, I remember working with my sponsor for the first time, going through the steps. And I love recently hearing the word imperfectly. Because that's me, imperfectly. I do this imperfectly, and God understands. And, you know, I she taught me from experience doing it with me to connect. You know, when we're doing each step work, meeting with each other, and then she told me about the set-aside prayer, and doing the set-aside prayer also when we meet, and then doing it when I do my step work. And this is what I do with my sponsees, because I do exactly, you know, because of the experience I had with those beautiful 12 steps, I do the same thing with them and continue to do that. Whatever she did with me, it was always about connecting with God and getting closer and closer with that power, because I had no power. And then, I know, after that, you know, when I'm working with other people or doing an outreach call or, you know, and when I call her about something, it's always about getting connected with God again, however that looks like, you know, with my prayer and meditation and my 10-step work, working with another person, you know, getting out of myself, getting out of self, because that's the big one that keeps me from God. And I'm just so grateful to be able to have the clarity and awareness, because I'm not in the food and I'm living this way. And it's affecting, you know, that spiritual malady on page 52. Those things are changing, you know, and there's progress. And I can see that. And the big one is I can see God today in my life. You know, I can see God in the situations that happen in my life. I can see God in how I am with those situations and my words, and see God all around me. Then I can see God in the trees, in nature, in the blue sky. I'm looking at the clouds, and the neighbor that's walking his dog, and the animals and the cats in the park. It's just wonderful, wonderful. And I love you all and have a beautiful, blessed day.
Hey, Donna, are you there? We can't hear you.
All right. Thank you. I was muted. We do have time for one more share. And if you haven't shared, I would love to hear from someone who has never shared on the line before. Someone with a burning desire.
Linda C., Northern California.
All right, jump right in, Linda.
Hi,
if
thank
Linda
you.
Linda does a short share, we'll have time for maybe a minute with Betsy. But go ahead, Linda.
Okay. Yes, sounds good. Just listening to everybody's shares, it reminds me that when I'm really in God's hands, I don't worry about anything. And I thought I had to have that perfectly. And it was so good to hear people say that, you know, it's not going to be 100%. I'm going to be off, but I just have to keep coming back and keep persisting. So I felt like I needed to share just because that's part of me being persistent. So thank you for all your shares. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Linda. Next up is we have Betsy. And if you could do
Hi.
2 minutes, please, Betsy.
Okay, yes, thank you. I'm Betsy H., Recover Como Se Reader in California. I love the promises in this paragraph. And I do feel like these are coming true for me. And I like how it ends up, where it says, like, follow the dictates of a higher power and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. And that reminds me that not to obsess over my present circumstances, about the problems I'm facing right now. My mind naturally would obsess about the problems now and how I want to change them and strategizing. And I'm so angry at God that things aren't going well. People are suffering. I'm suffering. And that doesn't help very much. That kind of kept me more in the problem. But what helps me is when I'm working the steps on it. And that helps me to get more into the solution and creating a, you know, better things to come, and not focusing on the mistakes of the past or the present problems, but working the steps, whatever my present problems are, I can do a 10 step on it and then immediately turn my attention to someone I can help. And that really gets me out of it, because, you know, a lot of tough things can happen in a day, you know, in this world. There could be a lot of things that I feel disturbed about. And I'm someone with an addict brain. I get easily disturbed, and I easily get judgmental and think that things need to be different than they are. But I'm finding that the 12 steps are really the solution to that, and it makes it that I don't have to overeat over it. I can be abstinent today and in recovery, and then I can get more of the attitude of gratitude, where I'm grateful for things little and big that are going well today. And thank you. I'll keep coming back.
Thank you, Betsy H., and thank you, everyone, for your sharing today. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And let's see, I have Carly H. to read a vision for you. And thank you, Team Monday and Melanie and everyone, for helping out while I had my network outage. And go ahead, Carly.
Thank you so much, Donna. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask God in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with God is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others.
This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.